Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate.
Talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And we're definitely, at this point in the game, we're not falling for anything at all. We are standing up for our rights. Get up, stand up for your rights, and don't give up the fight. Good morning, Glenn Yost. How are you, man? Welcome to Facebook Live. I got to tell y'all, I have some very serious things that we're going to be touching on today. Each one of these topics are very serious topics. They are topics that pertain to what's going on in our world today. Oh, my gosh. They're getting started early. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What's up, Kevin D? How you doing, man? Susan Miller, Dorsey High School, people in the house. I'm going to get into some deep stuff right now, and I'm going to share this with you this morning. Brother Glenn, thank you for coming on this morning, Brother Glenn, and I'm glad you're good. This is really important, you guys, really important. You know, you work hard, you save your money, you put your money away and say to your wife, one day we're going to go and buy our own land. Now, you remember back in slavery, we were promised 40 acres and a mule, which we never did get. And I just want to keep it real. We have been lied to. We have been bamboozled. We've been mistreated, misled. They want to take us out the history of America. They want to tell us that we don't have a place in the history of America. And let me tell you something. You know, we built America on our blood, sweat, and tears. If we wouldn't have picked that cotton, they wouldn't have had any money. If we wouldn't have picked those tobacco fields, they still wouldn't have had any money. If we would have refused to work and galvanized together as a people and got us some weapons and started to defend ourselves like the one person, Nat Turner, did, none of this stuff wouldn't be going on now. All this animosity and hatred, all of a sudden they want to take us back to 1899. We're not going back to 1899. You get it? We are not going back to 1899. We're not going back to 1960. We're not going back to 1972. We're not going back to 1980, okay? So get over it. And you know who I'm talking to. I don't need to say names, race, colors, creed, religion, or anything. You know who you are. You know who has had their feet on the back of people's necks since we can ever remember. And as long as we can make them some money, they're okay. So they came up with this thing after slavery was emancipated. The Emancipation Proclamation came into to act. Then they said, okay, we're going to do some sharecropping. We're going to share it with you while you work in our crops. No, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Didn't get the 40 acres and a mule. Didn't get the sharecropping done. We're still working for them for free. And now when African Americans become scientists, professors, doctors, lawyers, attorneys, we're still supposed to be not good enough. Good morning, Edith. How are you? Welcome to the show. We're still not good enough for the United States of America. And let me tell you something. This is why the United States of America is going through what it's going through right now. Because you can't mistreat the people who built the United States of America. The best pilots that ever flew an airplane was black. The best soldiers was the Tuskegee airmen. Okay, what's up, Bishop Taylor Emeritus? Good morning. The best soldiers that ever touched the ground in any war were African-American black soldiers that helped win the war. Okay, against the North and the South. Who do you think got in the front and won that war? Who do you think... Hey, Chandra Daniels, good morning. So what I'm talking to you about this morning is very, very serious because all of a sudden racism wants to raise this terrible head. Lately we have had some lynching going on. That's right. They're keeping it out the news. We've had some racist stuff going on, y'all. Yes, it is Miracle Monday. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. So I'm going to share something with you that might get you very worked up and emotional. Good morning, Irene. How are you? God bless you. Welcome to our show. I'm so happy that you're with us. And in a minute, we're going to get in our co-hosts and our co-producers and everybody. But I want to share this with you like I do at the beginning of every show. There's an African-American black couple. And the reason why I touched on this black history, because February is Black History Month, but black history is every single day. Every single day. Thank you so much, Bishop Emeritus Taylor, for being on our show today. I will be having you on in just a few minutes. I see Talana and you. I see you too, Bishop Clarence M. Allen. I see you, Professor Reams. I see you, Vera, aka Dr. Granny V. I see you. I'm going to get right to you in just a few minutes. It's 9 minutes after nine. It's a beautiful Monday morning, February the 13th, 2023. One of our topics is going to be real controversial and very heavy, and I'm talking about some of it right now because Black America made black history in America, and America would not be where it is without black history. That's one of our topics today. I want everybody on the show, everybody on the show today is going to tell me something about black history. I want to know whatever you know, even if you're on Facebook, you can type it in there. What do you, who do you know that made history, black history in America? You can name whoever you want to. I already have who I'm going to name. I have quite a few names. But if you would like to participate at any time, please get it ready. Who is your favorite black history person, and what did they do to make black history in America? Now, let me tell you something. I'm not afraid of the Ku Klux Klan, the skinheads, and any of these other biased, racist groups that think that they're running something because they're not running nothing. And I'm going to tell you what they don't want to happen. Let me tell you what they don't want to happen. They don't want all the African-American black people to get together and stand up against this racism. That's what they don't want to happen. Okay? And I'm keeping it real with you. I'm keeping it real. This is Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, Jr., president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. We have some problems going on. And until we address these issues, they're going to continue to happen. I cannot believe that we are living in 2023 dealing with some 1870 stuff and some 1899 and some 1923 stuff. Okay? So we are going to nip this in the bud. And let me tell you, and let me tell you, it will come to pass. With the help of God, with the help of our people, and with the help of whoever we need to get the help from, this too shall come to pass. We will get rid of this terrible cancer that has been haunting our people for many, many years. Police brutality is a part of racism. Not being able to get a job where you want to is a part of racism. When you have to renew your rights to vote, that's a part of racism. When you have to renew the civil rights bill, that's a form of racism. When you can't live where you want to live, and if you do try to live there, then they want to hang you, shoot you, do something to your wife, do something to your kids. Just want to open up with the story here, and I'm going to see what I can do. I know I can't make it in one day, and I did address my wife. I said I would like to be there because February the 17th, there's going to be a rally in Denver, Colorado. In El Paso County, Colorado, a black farmer and his wife who own many acres of land, 1,000 acres. They didn't even want to tell you how many acres they own. They own 1,000 acres. They retired from there, from the city, took all their money and bought 1,000 acres of land in El Paso County, Colorado. They have been targeted. They have been harassed. One of the workers that worked for them was shot in the back of the head and found with his bottom in the air with his pants down to his knees. They raped him and they killed him. And he worked for the Mallory family. Mr. and Mrs. Mallory bought 1,000 acres of land, and one of their hired hands that worked for them was shot and killed and left in the chicken coop. This is premeditated racism on an African-American family who just wanted to have a farm. So lately they've been killing their animals. They've been mutilating their animals, their cows, their sheep. Their dog was poisoned, and they show the pictures of the dog being poisoned, the dead dog and the dead animals. Some of them were so gross that we don't want to show it on the show. This is what we are dealing with because we are not galvanizing together to make difference and make change. I know somebody out there want to see this stop. But anyway, they have been harassed by the El Paso County Sheriff's Department, and all of a sudden, the sheriff is, you know, a lot of racism. Good morning, Robinson Timberlake, Sheila Robinson Timberlake. A lot of Ku Klux Klans and skinheads took off those sheets and put on a badge or became a lawyer so they could prosecute people and put them in prison for many, many years and make money off of people in prison because slavery, the slave trade is still going on in the prison. They're building furniture and making license plates and only getting paid a dollar a day. By the time they get out of prison, they only got, what, $150 to their name after working in the prison for 25 or 30 years? It's ridiculous. It's redundant. It's unheard of. It's unprecedented. And it's not fair. It's not equal opportunity. It's just the opposite of equal opportunity. And if we don't stop this madness, and if we don't stand up for this, our children's children are still going to have to deal with this in a time when they should be thinking about space and technology. We should be advancing, not digressing, not going backwards. It's a cotton-picking shame, okay? And I'm a pastor, so that's why I say cotton-picking. You can only imagine what I'm thinking, okay? I am upset. I am appalled. And we have to nip this super-duper problem. We need to kick this problem out of our life. Mr. and Mrs. Mallory, my heart goes out to them. They're going to be giving a rally at the Denver, Colorado State Capitol on February the 17th, early in the morning. You need to write that down. You need to look up the story in El Paso County, Colorado. Look it up on your laptop, on your phone, on your computer right now. And that's not even half of what's going on. Don't forget about the devil amputee that was in a wheelchair, that was shot to death, that we did not get to finish talking about. I'm going to have someone look that up on the show, probably Professor Reams, so we can touch on the devil amputee who was shot while fleeing away from the police in Huntington Park. The Huntington Park Sheriff's Department shot this black man who was a double amputee who already had enough because he had just recently lost both of his legs. And he was going through a lot. Can you imagine how depressed you could be when you lose limbs off your body because of whatever the illness might be? We don't know. But did that black man deserve to die like that? No, he did not. No, he did not. Did Tyree Nichols deserve to die the way he did at the hand of biased police officers? No, he did not. Let me stop there for a minute, and let me let that sink into the resonance of your heart and mind, that we are dealing with more racism now, just like we did when Emmett Till was killed. And we need to make it stop. We are going to make it stop. It will not continue in this manner. We will stand for justice and equality, and we will make change. And we are going to have to call some people who want to see these type of things stop so that we can protect our women and our children and ourselves and our homes wherever we live. There was an African-American couple who moved into a part of Georgia. As they kept going to the police department, making a complaint, telling them something's going wrong, we need help. They found both of them dead, two African-American couples. One African-American couple, young couple, found them both shot to death in their home and tied up. Unacceptable. Unbelievable. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to chime in on this, you can dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Write that down. Call into the show. Press 1 because it is Black History Month, and Black History is every single day. If you're raising your children, you're making Black history. If you go to work, you're making Black history. We're always making history. We made history yesterday during the Super Bowl when two African-American phenomenal quarterbacks shot it out from the beginning to the end. It was an amazing Super Bowl game. It was some bad calls in the game. And I got to tell you, it was a good game, but there were some bad calls so that a certain team can win. And we all know that the Super Bowl is all about money. It's about billions and trillions and gazillions of dollars. So whoever they tell to win, that's who's going to win. Real simple. So if you had the Eagles, and I did, I took it with a grain of salt that the Eagles lost, even though they had the ball the whole game. We'll talk about that later. Right now, we're talking about biasness and racism in the United States of America. You can go somewhere, anywhere in the world. They don't treat you like they do in America. People are so happy to see you in France. People are happy to see you in the Middle East. People are happy to see you in other countries. But when you come back to America, they remind you that you're just whoever they say you are. But no, you're not. Because the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And remember that the best is yet to come. And either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. We need to pay attention. We need to be alert. We need to arm ourselves. We need to protect our homes. We need to be prepared. Our next topic is going to blow your mind. Without further ado, let's get in our co-producer, Clarence O'Malley. Good morning, Brother Clarence O'Malley. How are you this morning? Good morning, Brother Clarence. Are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout the state, nation, and around the world. Good morning to all the co-panelists. Once again, we got to wake up because you have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones radio show. Pastor Eddie, you are hitting topics. Man, you got the hammer. You hitting nails on the head, seeing them into studs, seeing them into plywood. You are building this show every Monday morning. Pastor Eddie talking about my right, your right, all the rights of our listeners, the co-panelists, and everyone else who will tune in later, because this show is archived. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com _ Eddie Jones Jr. Production and listen to this show. Thank you once again for having me, Pastor Eddie. This show is live. It is written, and you are in here.
Oh, my God. I just had someone, Ida Vern Jordan, Ida Vern Jordan, one of my high school alumni, call into the show, Ida, dial 646-787-8064. Write it down. Thank you, Clarence. Write it down, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. She just texted me on Facebook Live and said, Ida Vern Jordan, this is Ida. KCAL Channel 9 aired the event that occurred at my son's school. He is 7 years old, and a classmate stabbed him in his neck. Okay, a seven-year-old stabbed another seven-year-old in the neck? That is crazy. At an elementary school, he is currently out of school. They are not consequencing those kids. Unfortunately, my son is not safe there to die in a restroom. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I had a call into the show, 646-787-8064. You know, we had the little boy that shot his teacher. And once something happens, other kids start mimicking what they see on television. And so this is another problem. And another time where the devil is trying to raise his ugly neck, and we're going to step on the devil's back and break his back and his neck. The devil doesn't have any power or authority over our children or over us, and we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Without further ado, let's get my daughter in the studio, Talana Jones. Good morning, Talana Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Clarence, and to everybody listening. I've been listening to the early part of the show, and I just want to say there are so many of us who need to really galvanize and come together. I really feel like we need to start using the news affiliates yet again to reach out and speak up about what's going on and how it's affecting not just the mental health stigma, but brutality itself for the people who were supposed to protect and serve us is crazy. So I pray for everyone who has ever had to lose a child or a child who is not guided in the right direction and needs that direction. I just want for everyone who is listening right now to please, like if you can, extend our show and tell somebody else, because the news needs to get out to a lot of people. And I feel like if we all galvanize together, we can stop what's going on.
And thank you so much, Alana Clarence. Thank you so much, Alana. Say hello to Clarence.
Good morning, Alana.
Okay, now everybody on Facebook Live, do me a favor. Everybody on Facebook Live, do me a favor and tag 15 people. Tag 15 people if you're on Facebook Live. Hey, son, how are you? Oh, my gosh, you went to Rosewood over the weekend? Praise God. Rosewood was a very famous place where African-American owned all the property, all the stores, all the cleaners, the candy shop, the ice cream shop, the barber shop. And Rosewood, if you remember the history of Rosewood, there was a white woman who was having an affair with a guy, and he beat her up real bad, and she blamed it on a black man, which made the Klan's members go to Rosewood and burn it down and kill a lot of African-American people. This is part of the history. Whenever they get mad, they want to come burn everything down and tear stuff up and kill innocent African-American people, women, men, and children. Don't ever forget the history of Rosewood. With that being said, I want you, Ida Van Jordan, to call into the show. The number is 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Good morning, good morning, good morning to Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. I am great. Good morning, Clarence M. Allen, Talana, all the other co-hosts, and the listeners.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Y'all say good morning to Vera, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. B.
Okay.
Granny B, let me get that right.
And good morning, Gloria Freeman on Facebook Live. Please tag 10 people and let them know that we're on right now. Tag 10 people. And I want you guys to know that without further ado, let's get on our professor on the show, Professor Reams. Good morning. How are you, Professor Reams? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning, the regulator. Good morning, Dr. Granny P. And good morning to Lana. And good morning to all the listeners to the best Blog Talk radio program on Monday. So let's sit back and have our opportunities to express our feelings, but also learn something about what's going on this week, because, of course, we're answering the question of what's going on. So good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
The commentator. Good morning, Professor Reams.
A regulator. Always a pleasure. Dr. Granny B and Words of Wisdom to Lana Jones. Yes.
Now, I'm talking about some heavy stuff. It's higher than the mountain, swifter than the river, and deeper than the ocean, okay? And I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm going to keep on talking about it because it needs to be talked about. Ida Van Vern Jordan, I just finished putting the number to the show up. Please give us a call at the show. We want to pray for your son. And I'm dedicating this to my cousin. Her name is Melanise. And she is in the hospital, very, very sick right now in Lafayette, Louisiana. And so letting my daughter, Talana, and Vera know. Oh, Vera already knows. She told me this morning. You know, and I'm going to deal with that later on after the show. Also, too, let's see if we can get Professor Taylor, not Professor, but let's see if we can. Okay, hold on. What we got? Okay, we have a caller in there. Caller in the 323-942 number. Are you area code? Are you there? Caller in the 323-942 area code. Are you calling in? Okay, maybe they're just listening. Okay, let's put them back on hold. Okay. Now, With that being said, let's go to, I believe this is Bishop Emeritus Taylor. Caller in the 562-297 area code, are you there?
Yeah, this is Bishop Taylor.
Everybody say good morning. Good morning, Bishop Taylor. Everybody say good morning to Bishop Taylor.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor.
Welcome. Good morning, Bishop Taylor. Welcome to the show.
Good morning to each of you, and it's a pleasure to be on the show. And I told my people on my early broadcast today to call in to the Eddie Jones Radio Show and get some real good information, because we are better together, bridging the gap, breaking down walls, making peace with our past and present. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
All right, amen, amen. Vera or somebody, could you post it? Clarence, can you post the number on Facebook right now? Because Ida Van Jordan is saying, send her the number. She wants to call in. We want to talk about her son that was stabbed in the bathroom in the elementary school. I can't even believe it. But put the number up for me if you don't mind. Thank you very much. 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Now, I want to go around and ask everybody real quick, and then we're going to go straight to our topic. El Paso County, Colorado, Mr. and Mrs. Mallory, an African-American black couple, they saved up all their savings and bought 1,000 acres of land in Colorado. Mr. Mallory was out walking on his land. His worker was working on the land, and they were being harassed by the sheriff's department. So the worker was found shot in the back of the head with his pants down to his knees on his stomach. So apparently they did whatever they did to him, and then they shot him in the back of the head. If you have your phone on and you have the Facebook Live on, you got to turn one of them down because it's echoing and I can hear it in the background. Please, thank you so much. I'm very upset that Mr. Mallory was walking on his property. Some white person, which they always do this, picked up the phone and said a strange black man was walking in the neighborhood. Okay, somebody's phone is echoing. Do me a favor, either turn down your cell phone or turn down your computer or your radio, please. Thank you. Okay, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me okay? Thank you, that's better. Okay. All right. So with that being said, hold on. Testing 1, 2, okay. Now, I'm going to go around and just give some opinions. Mr. Mallory was walking on his land. The sheriff's department have been arresting him, harassing him, ever since he's been living there, him and his wife. And apparently, I guess he sent his wife away after the hired worker was shot in the back of the head and left with his pants down, which is unbelievable, unacceptable, racism at its best. They don't want you to live where you want to live. You pay all this money to go live where you want to live, and they feel like they're entitled to tell you where you can live. Thank you for the hearts, you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for the hearts. This is so important that we recognize what's going on here. This is this is unnecessary. They don't have to do this, and they're going to force our hand. That's what's going to happen. So, Ida, the phone number's up on the show right there, Ida, and it looks like you called in. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see if we can. Okay, let's try. We got two numbers here. Caller in the 424-200 area code, are you there?
Yes.
Is this Ida?
Yeah, it is. Hi, Eddie.
Ida, how have you been? God bless you. How have you been?
I'm just going through it with this school system out here for my poor little boy, you know.
Everybody, say good morning to Ida Van Jordan. We've been knowing each other for over 30 years. Everybody say good morning.
Good morning, Ida.
Good morning, Ida. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ida. We hate to hear about this news of your son but we are here with you.
Yeah, it's heartfelt because Channel News even thought it was a big thing because they came out to my house and interviewed us, and we were on TV the other night on Channel 2 and Channel 9. But the two boys that hemmed my son up in the bathroom, it's been two attempts that two times that he's been jumped on in there. And the school sent me on a big runaround where my son is out of school now, and I think those boys are still there. You know, my son doesn't want to be
your son?
Seven.
How old is your son?
My son is seven.
He's
and
7 years
boys,
old. You're in the first
in
grade.
The two boys. First grade.
What the world? This is unbelievable.
Were,
so he's
school,
using the restroom.
Yeah, the school is unsupervised the restroom so all kids can go in the bathroom by themselves. And there's been a lot of bullying going on. So my son was hemmed up by two boys, and one boy told the other boy to get him. And that boy charged my son with a pen and stabbed him in his neck. He went to the office. The office did not call me the whole day, Eddie. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
I didn't find out until I got to the school at the end of the day what happened. And
I
called the police.
Are you
going to the district? I don't know what to do.
Are you going to press charges? And I want to know, are you going to get an attorney and sue the school district? That's what I want to know.
I need help doing that. I really do, because he's already been on the news. The police came out here and they went to the school and the principal is ignoring them. They won't talk to anybody. So I'm stuck. They want me to check him into another school.
Please don't tell me this is LA Unified.
I'm in Gardena. Yeah.
Okay, so it's Gardena School District.
Gardena is LA USD.
Okay, so who is it? Oh, my gosh. What's the principal's name over there?
Miss Barnett.
Miss Barnett is the principal of what school? What's the name of the school?
Perchee Elementary School.
My God. I'm sorry. Could you spell that for us?
P-U-R-C-H-E.
And this is an elementary school, and two first graders hemmed up your seven-year-old son in the bathroom and stabbed him in the neck, and the school didn't call you and tell you until after the school day was over?
Right. I got to the school looking for my son, and kids ran up to me saying, your son is in the is in the office. He's got stabbed. So the teacher knew when I got there, and she didn't tell me. She's like, I don't know where he is. I'm like, oh, heck no. I mean, you know me, Eddie.
Yeah.
You know me. And I was being very professional about the situation.
I'm so sorry to hear this. I'm going to go to Bishop Taylor. Bishop Taylor, can you lead us in a prayer for three things? Number one, hold on a second. Let me make sure we got Bishop Taylor. There he is.
I'm on the line, Eddie.
Yes, sir. I want you to pray for three things. I want you to pray for our country because we are in trouble, whether we want to believe it or not. The United States is in trouble right now. Sometimes we stick our neck out a little bit too far for other countries, and we need to be minding our own business and taking care of our own right here in the United States. We'll go back there later. I want you to pray for the Mallory family who bought 1,000 acres in El Paso County, Colorado, and had to lose one of their hired hands to murder by the Klans, and left him dead in a chicken coop, shot in the back of his head with his pants down to his knees.
Yeah.
And now since then, Mr. Mallory had to send his wife away, and they've been harassing him and arresting him because he's standing up for justice, and he's not allowing them to do whatever they want to do to him. And also we want to pray for Mrs. Ida Van Jordan, who we all went to Dorsey together. We've been on each other for many, many years. And she's a very diplomatic person, a very kind, courteous, respectable person. And her seven-year-old son is being attacked. at an elementary school, stabbed in the neck. We need prayer right now. Without further ado, you're on the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Without further ado, Bishop Taylor, lead us in prayer. We need it so bad right now.
Thank you so much, Brother Ed, and I want to tell Sister Jordan that we are standing with you, and I think we need to. I know exactly why Purchase Elementary. I used to live in Gardena, and we need to make sure that we contact that school and the principal and everyone and let them know that we're not going to stand for this, and she has to receive justice in what's going on right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do magnify your name. We exhort you, God. We lift you up on this 13th day of February in our Lord's year of 2023. Lord, we thank you for this platform, the radio, Radio Jones show, justice show, civil rights show, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you for being in the land of the USA. Although, oh God, we see many problems, many issues, many things that are going on. God, bless America. Bless America. Bless the leadership of America from the local level all the way to the national level, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those that are in position to make laws and policy that affect our lives. I know you're able to do it. Oh, God, bless the spiritual leaders, the community leaders, the civic leaders. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, God, I pray for the Mallory family. Oh, God, you know that injustice anywhere is not right. So we pray for justice. We pray for righteousness. God, what they did to that man was totally wrong. And we pray, oh, God, that justice will be done. Oh, God, I lift up the Mallory family. I lift up the young man that was treated like he was, though that might have been killed or whatever the situation. God, we stand with him. And I pray, oh, God, that righteous and justice will prevail. God, I lift up Sister Ida. I pray for Sister Ida. Oh, God, we stand with her. I'm a grandfather. I got a seven-year-old grandson that's in school, God, in Texas, and the same thing could happen to him. So, God, I lift her and her son up, and I pray that we will stand with her, get her some help, and don't let this be swept under the rug, that it would be brought to the attention that people just can't do what they want to do, and the school districts and the school board just can't ignore stuff like this. The police departments and nobody else. Thank God, dear Father, that anything covered going to be uncovered. Now, bless the show. Bless everything because it's important, oh, God, or every aspect, every agency that's involved in this show today, God, that we will leave here much better people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Can everybody say amen this morning? Amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, without further ado, Ida, before you go, I would like for you to let us know what is it that you need and what would you like to do? Ida, are you there? Ida, are you still with us? Okay, let me see. Did we lose Ida? Ida, are you still there?
She might be on mute. She might have to take herself off of mute.
Okay, Ida, if you're on mute, unmute your phone and let us know you're still with us. But we'll come back to Ida in just a few minutes. Whenever she comes back on, she might be emotional and in tears with the prayer and everything going on. Gloria Freeman, I'm so glad. All the way from Virginia, Gloria Freeman, good morning to you again. Hey, Auntie, what's going on? Again, we were briefly talking about a black farmer and his wife who own many acres of land in eastern El Paso County in Denver, Colorado, claim that they have been targeted for harassment. They don't claim they have been targeted and harassed. They've been killing their farm animals. Imagine you're a black family. You got cows. You got sheep. You got whatever kind of pigs and everything, and you come out and find your animals mutilated. You come out and find your deers killed. You find your sheep killed. You find your cows killed. And you people pay for those cows. Cows are expensive. Chickens are only like $10 or $15 a piece, but you're killing the chickens. You're killing the – they poison their dog. Imagine you have a dog, and I love my dog. I love our dog. And our dog is another like family member. And then you're going to kill the dog, poison the dog and kill the dog? My heart goes out to Mr. and Mrs. Mallory. Keep your eyes on El Paso County, Colorado. There's going to be a rally there. There's going to be a rally on February the 17th at the Denver, Colorado State Capitol. If you're a farmer, if you're an African-American person, or if you're a human being who cares about these heinous things that are being happening to the Mallory family, just because they bought 1,000 acres, they probably got more land than anybody there, and they can't stand it. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Mallory family feeds the homeless every single day. The Mallory family is giving away free food to the homeless, and the white surrounding community does not like what the black family is doing, that they're well-to-do with their 1,000 acres, that they're giving away food to the homeless to feed anybody who wants to eat. So they're showing their ugly clans' heads, and they're doing something to try to stop and destroy the Mallory family and their workers. And their workers, which one of their workers, and I said it, I'm being redundant, but one of their workers was found dead, and they threw him in a chicken coop with his pants down. So you can only imagine what they did to him. I hate to think of it. I'm doing good, Miss Gloria Majors. God bless you. God bless you, Miss Gloria Majors. This is redundantly ridiculous. Let's see. We got another caller. Okay. Hold on. We got – all right. There we go. Okay. Ida Van Jordan, are you there? Ida, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Ida, what would you like for us to do? Give us what you would like to happen.
I want all the parents over the world to realize that there is bullying going on at school, and they should question their kids daily to make sure that it's not happening to them. Now, as far as Carter, I think I'm being neglected. As far as trying to get him into another school, I hate to have to move him, but I can't keep him there because those bullies are still there. So I'm caught up in a realm where I'm stuck.
Well, but I want you to know that. Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Now, I said it needs to be known, you know, about that school and any other school where kids.
Well, it will be known. I'll probably reach out to you later on. So I'll probably hit you up and talk to our executive board here and see how they feel and talk to our professor. Matter of fact, Professor Reams, what would you like to say to Mrs. Ida Van Jordan?
First of all, Ms. Van Jordan, we are heartfelt at what you're going through, and we are with you in every way on what your decisions are, especially dealing with Gardena and whether the options, whether it is homeschooling or whether it is charter schools or whatever it is. The major thing is that you're bringing this up to light, and we'll stand by you to make sure that the next day or that principal, where it is either reprimanded or removed so that this can get resolved. And my prayers are with you and your family, but we'll be talking. So that's my comment to you.
Thank you very much. I do need help with that. Words.
Thank you. Vera, Sister Vera, what would you like to say to Mrs. Ida Van Jordan?
My heart is heavy just to hear what your son and what you and your entire family and the nation had to go through this particular experience. So I'm wondering why, even if the principal, the teacher, and the school nurse, out of the three of them, I feel that someone should have stepped in and stepped up to contact you. And I feel that we should all get the address. We should all write a letter. We should all make phone calls. And we need change. And, yes, I'm sure you're going to put him in another school, or perhaps he could be homeschooled at this time, because he's going through trauma at this time of being fearful to attend any school. So my prayers are with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. It's sad because he wants to go back to his school. He likes this teacher, but I'm trying to explain to him the nature of the event. You know, it was on the news. You know, he was sitting there and he was crying about his old school. You know, it's really sad right now. I'm going through it.
Okay, without further ado, Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. What would you like to say to Mrs. Ida Jordan?
I just agree with the entire panel. I just want to extend my condolences and say that, you know, it's frustrating because I dealt with the school system and bullying, so I head on exactly know what you're speaking of, and my son was bullied throughout school, so it transfers over into their adulthood if it's not treated properly. So my question would be, they also used to have metal detectors in front of the school, make sure that kids not bring weapons to school. So what happened to that? If
right.
they have school police, what are they doing?
Right. They're taking
that
it
like... Sorry that I experienced that. Like, that's really... I'm just... My heart is heavy as well. I pray that we do get the change that is necessary, that whatever you need, I am here, and my voice will be proactive and present. God bless you, Ida.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Without further ado, we're going to go to Brother Clarence Mellon. Brother Clarence Mellon, what would you like to say to Mrs. Ida Jordan?
Yes. A guardian of mom is outraged after another first grader allegedly stabbed her son in the neck with a pen. If a child that age can stab a kid with a pen, what else would he do? Said Ida Jordan. She added that she's worried about her son's safety after he was allegedly stabbed inside a school bathroom at Purchase Avenue Elementary Monday morning. The foster mom claimed that staff members didn't tell her about the incident until she picked her 7-year-old son up hours later. A lot of kids running to me. Carter got stabbed. He's in the office, said Ms. Jordan. I immediately go to the office there. Carter comes out running to me holding his neck, and I see the little drips of blood coming down. Now, first, it's just sad to see this, and Pastor Eddie mentioned it earlier on the show about the kids shooting the teacher. This is the same kind of light, pressure, and fire we need to put up under this school. We need to set a date, person release, and go out here, let the parents, so they can also be involved that has children at that school. And we need to put pressure because each day that goes by, this school wants to sweep it under the carpet, if I can say it that way. And we need to put pressure on them, even if it's every day out there. We need to be there either in the morning or when school lets out and let this school faculty know and the principal who is in charge of the school that this is not going to be tolerated, because if this incident happened, there's no telling what else is happening at that school with those children not being held accountable. And so it's just a sad incident. So, you know, I looked this story up. I'm looking at the video on KCAL, and I'm out here with you. So I think
funny. It happened last year, because, too. He was in the bathroom, and he got jumped on, socked in the stomach, and choked by another kid. The principal... Eddie, we'll talk later, but she sent me through the runaround with that one. So it's happened before.
Wow. I want to share. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Ida. Hold that thought. Chandra Daniels. Hold that thought for 1 minute, please. Chandra Daniels on Facebook Live said, it's a shame that bullying is happening in the schools, because here in North Carolina, Northern California, where I live, the same kind of thing happened to my neighbor's boys, and they locked down the school but never notified the parents, and that these little school-age kids are bullying other people's kids, and the call the police, but they never did. Nothing, okay, parents found out because the children told what happened. The school districts aren't doing nothing about nothing. Okay, so Mrs. Daniels just said in Northern California, they have the same thing going on. These kids are out of control.
Yeah.
That's why we had to come on. Parents, you can't be your kid's friend, okay? You cannot be their friend. You have to be their parent. And don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Single-parent homes, you can do the same thing. Some people go, oh, I'm a single parent. No, that's why you have mentors. That's why you have people like myself and people like Bishop Emeritus Taylor, Clarence M. Allen, Professor Reams, and all the rest of us. That's what we're for. We're here to help guide our youth in the right direction. And, you know, people are just kids are out of control right now. I don't want to go too deep on that right now. We already went deep on it. I want to get into our next topic.
Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir. Bishop, go ahead, Bishop.
Before you leave that, I'm listening to Brother Clarence, which is very true. We have the ministry, the Glad Dads, and I want to see if we can get with you, get with that reporter, and we as the men
mm-hmm.
will and go to the school. Go to the school and find out. Take Sister Ida with us and go to the school and hold a press conference and let people know exactly what's going on. And if they don't want to talk to us, we will demonstrate out in front of Purchase Elementary School in Gardena, you know, because we cannot let this happen. Hey, man, my wife was telling me I got a grandson in Texas, and my daughter was telling me that some other kid got raped on the bus.
Yeah.
On the bus. Mm. And nobody talks about it. You know, the bus driver, they can't see us until the boy went home and was bleeding and everything. Then the mother called and found out she's on the bus. And they done it two or three times. And nobody said nothing. So, listen, it's because the men, we got to stand up. We can't allow these women to do this by themselves. So if you will call a date, I will get my men, and we can go down there, and we will stand in front of Purchase Elementary School and get some kind of action. We'll get the news reporter to be out there. Somebody, some noise got to be made. Back to you, Brother Eddie.
Okay, Bishop Taylor, that is amazing. That's what I'm talking about. That's why I told Ida I'll reach out to her after the show, and we will put this together. We will create a press release. We will do a press conference. We will get the eyes of the people, and we will do we will use our civil rights to exercise our rights, our human rights, our constitutional rights. No child should go to school to get an education and get beat up or stabbed. Chandra Daniels said, my, it's definitely praying time. It's time to let our voices be heard. Amen. Not only with this incident with Ida, but also the Mallory family as well, which that's on February the 17th and in the morning. But these are some very serious issues that we need to pay close attention to, because at some point we're either going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And that's what we cannot do. We need to be tired of being sick and tired of being tired. Okay? Because guess what? A closed mouth can't get fed, and a closed hand cannot receive. It's time to get fed and received. And it's time to step up, stand out, and let them know we're not going for it. We're not going for it. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Ida, it's such a pleasure to have you on. If you want to, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up, Ida, okay?
Yeah, I got to go.
Do you have time to say anything? Okay, you got to go? Okay. We'll just put you on hold, okay? Thank you so much.
Okay.
Everybody say goodbye to Ida and have a good day.
Goodbye, Sister Ida. Have a blessed day, and we're praying for you continuously, and you will hear from us.
Thank you so much for coming, Ida.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
God bless you, Ida. I'll be in touch. God bless. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We're going to switch reels a little bit here, and here's the question, and I want you to think about it before you answer. The first topic is, are we under attack? I'm going to repeat that again. Are we under attack in the United States of America? Are we under attack? Four shot down UFOs. If you don't know what a UFO is, it's an unidentified flying object. Those balloons that you saw floating from wherever they came from, they say China, were unidentified flying objects that was absorbing information from our infrastructures, from our military bases, our banking systems, and everything else. It was obtaining information. Okay? So what do we do? It took them long enough, but the president finally gave the okay to go shoot them down. A couple of days later, there's something the size of a car floating in, up in our airspace, and of course we shot that down. Unfortunately, they can't find out where the particles from shooting it down, where it went to. Then just yesterday, they shot down another unidentified flying object in the United States of America. And also, UFOs from other countries were found floating in United States airspace. China and warships from Russia and a Yasmin-class nuclear-powered multi-purpose attack submarine off the United States waters is sitting right outside of the United States, a attack submarine that has nuclear warheads on it from Russia and from China. They're not talking about this on the news. That's why we're giving it to you right now. And what I'm saying to you is, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready, because it's about to go down in the United States of America. That nobody doesn't just send balloons over just for fun, but now they know that if they want to, if it's that easy for them to get into our airspace, we better wake up and smell the coffee, because there's a new cup being brewed every second. Those balloons came into the airspace and went across the United States before they were even touched or even known that they were even here. But finally, the government decides that they want to tell us at the last minute, like they always do. Chandra Daniels says, of course we are under attack. Look at our country and the government. It too, much killing and destruction and violence. You're so right. Hold on. Of our citizens. You're right. And we're out of control in that area right now. Ever since COVID-19, I don't know what's in that vaccine, but people have been going ballistic, and a lot of people have been dying from that vaccine. A lot. Let's remember not to forget, and I'm staying on point and I'm staying on topic. The guy that owns Microsoft, Bill Gates, said that he wanted to depopulate the world. What can you use to depopulate the world? You can use vaccines. You can use disease that needs to have a vaccine, or you can do it with a war. You can freeze people to death. You can flood people to death. You can cause earthquake in diverse places. Pastor Wilson, what's happening, Pastor Wilson? Welcome to the show. If you start a war, you know thousands and millions of people are going to die just in the war alone. Okay, wait, you got to hold on. We got a little noise going on in the background there. Let's see. Hold on one second. All right, here we go. All right. So this is no joke. What's up, Chris? What's going on, Chris? How are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. So what we're talking about right now is some real stuff. Okay. Why do you have China and Russian warships sitting outside the United States waters ready to go? Why is that? Actually, it looks like we are surrounded because they're all over the outside the border of the United States of America. We have stuff flying in our airspace that shouldn't even be over here that we have to send military. When have you known in the history of America for F-22 fighters to have to go up in the air and destroy something in our airspace ever? If you let me know, not even on 9/11. We didn't even do that on 9/11. And boy, did they get us on 9/11. I mean, real good. They not only did they get us good on 9/11, they got us good at Pearl Harbor. They destroyed that military base. They weren't ready when they came over here in those airplanes and blew up everything and shot everything up. We weren't ready on 9/11. When that plane went into the Pentagon, we weren't ready. When those towers came tumbling down, when people were jumping out the window from burning on fire, we weren't ready. United States of America, get ready. And quit talking about what we haven't done for this country. Because African Americans have fought in every war, barefooted, half dressed with old guns. We still made the difference. The Tuskegee Airmen made the difference. Matter of fact, white fighters did not want to fly unless the Tuskegee Airmen went with them on the mission to protect them. They don't want to tell you about that history. That's why this guy doesn't want any black history in the state of Florida, because they don't want you to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is without black people in America, America would not be what it is today. You better recognize. You better know. Now, do they need us? Oh, yeah, they need us. The economy would not be what it is if it wasn't for African-American black consumers, who are the biggest consumers in the United States of America. Let's stay focused. Let's stay focused. We're shooting down balloons. We're shooting down flying objects that look like spaceships. And let me tell you something. Don't take this out of the equation. When you shoot down a balloon or you shoot down anything in our airspace that doesn't belong in our airspace, now you're talking about biochemical warfare. If you don't know what biochemical warfare is, you need to look it up. You need to look up what is biochemical warfare, because they can hit that balloon and it'll shower down biochemical warfare over. That's why they had to destroy them over the water and not over the cities. Because they didn't know what it was going to come down out of these balloons. They don't know if it's a nuclear warhead in that balloon. But I know one thing. Whoever sent those balloons are very, very smart. Very intelligent. And some of these other people have stuff that's way advanced than our stuff. Okay? If we would have sent the balloon over to any of those countries, China or Russia, do you know what would be going on right now? Do you know what we would be at war right now? But let me tell you something. And believe this when I tell you. Believe it when I tell you. We are supplying this country with all this stuff to fight Russia. We're supplying them with billions of dollars, and Russia's upset about that. That's probably why we have Russian submarines called the, what's the name of this submarine? It's called the Yazin-class nuclear-powered multi-purpose attack submarine. That's what it's called. They have warships. They have nuclear warships that are sitting on the coast of the United States of America's waters, ready to go. Okay, here's what I'm telling you to do. Stock up on your water. Stock up on your food. And I don't know if you realize this or not. You need to do this, okay? You need to have a plan, because if a war breaks down in America and we are not ready and you can't go to the store and you can't, and they call martial law over the United States, it's going to be a gigantic, enormous problem. It's always good. Oh, yeah, by the way, Pastor Terry Wilson said, Russia dies, not mine, killing civilians. Exactly. Let me tell you something. They got plants right here in the United States of America. They got Chinese spies here, Japanese spies, Russian spies already planted in America. How do you think 9/11 happened? Those guys came over here to get lessons on how to learn how to fly airplanes. That's right. That's what really happened. The government didn't even want to tell you that at first. Robinson Timberlake said, coronavirus was one of those warfares, and it backfired and hit the whole wide world. You are so right about that. A lot of people don't know that coronavirus was meant for a certain type of people, just like the Ebola virus was meant for a certain type of people, just like the bird flu was for a certain type of people, just like the Tuskegee experiment where they shot up all the soldiers with syphilis was only for a certain kind of people. Don't you know that the United States of America has been running tests on Americans for many, many, many years? They call it top secret sensitive information. They call it top secret sensitive projects. They call it Area 51. They call it a whole bunch of stuff. The CDC hasn't even told you how many diseases they have inside of the CDC, the Center of Disease Control. But without further ado, I want to go around to my panel because I want to ask everybody a question. Are we on the brink of war? So let's go first to our professor. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Are we under attack, and are we on the brink of war? Go right ahead, Professor Reams.
Well, at this point in time, in talking with most of my military family members, they're saying that we have a little problem here with the United States here, where not only have we've been receiving balloons, but we've been sending balloons out for years. And when we talk about, well, they've got their nuclear capabilities, well, we do too. And we're also surrounding their countries as well. So if we're on the brink of war, the first strategy that would be done was not to go to a conventional war where they'd have to march in because, again, we've got the conventional forces. As Putin mentioned, he's going straight nuclear because right now Russia is losing to the Ukraine. They don't have – they're grabbing anyone they can to fight that war. So, no, unless they really want to go for a planned mutual destruction and a nuclear war happens. Now, as far as anyone marching in, that's not going to happen. But what you're seeing now is it coming out, and what was going on at the time was they had shut off one of the alert systems that they had because every time they had it on – Number 45 was talking about using nukes against whoever would attack us or send those balloons across, so they weren't trying to warn him about that because otherwise he'd figure out a way of using the button, especially since he was trying to nuke a hurricane. So that was turned off. But now, since they understand that between 50,000 feet and 90,000 feet, there's an air gray area where balloons can slip through. They've turned it on. So now that's why you're seeing them shoot down some of these balloons or UFOs or UAPs that they're seeing. So they were bringing on marching in, no. If they were going to actually use them, the submarines can hit you and you will never see them coming. So the only way that you know is when a plume of water comes up and it flies up into the air and we're in World War III. Right now, I think what we're seeing is puffery. They're trying to show that, we're still powerful in one way as we do when we do our war games overall. But it's always good, as you mentioned, Pastor Jones, to be ready and to because you don't have to get ready. So this is just the thing that goes on because, for me, the Cold War never ended. So we've always been ready. So at least in our family, we've always been ready for whatever is going to come up with. So that's my take on it. But then I yield back to you and the rest of the panel.
All right. Thank you, Professor Reams. Appreciate that. without further ado, I want to go to Bishop Taylor, who's a guest on our show. Yes, thank you very much, Professor Reams. I want to go to Bishop Taylor, Emeritus Bishop Taylor, who's a guest on our show. Bishop Taylor, we shot down four unidentified flying objects, balloons, something in the shape of a car. What's up, Brother Michael Presley? What's up, Brother Michael, the other Michael that's on here, too, and also Brother Hudson. we shot down balloons, we shot down something the size of a car, and then yesterday we shot something else down with our F-22 fighter jets. They have warships, China warships and Russian warships sitting on the right outside of United States water, and a submarine, multi-purpose attack submarine off the United States water right now. Are we on the brink of being under attack? Bishop, go right ahead, take the floor. Bishop, are you there? Oh, wait. Let's see. I think we, okay, hold on. Okay, Bishop, are
you
there?
Are you able to hear me?
Now we can hear you now, loud and clear. Go ahead, Bishop.
Okay. I think that we have always been under attack, and I think it's just Lord is uncovering a lot of things to allow us in America. See, there's so much division and ununity, disunity in America. Until the Lord is allowing things to happen to us to see how important it is for us to get together in the United States of America. And it starts within our own communities, our own homes, and everywhere else. So, you know, yeah, I'm concerned about the things that are happening in the world, but I'm more so concerned about the things that are happening right around us. And we have to be on alert. The Word of God tells us that we have to be fearful and understand. We have to be alert and watchful all the time. So yes, I agree that we're under attack, but it just didn't start now. It's been there all the time. But I feel the Lord is allowing us to see this for us to notice that we need to do something, just like the stuff that's happening right in our own communities, in Gardena, in Inglewood, in Paramount, where I live, in other places. So brother, we got to stand up and be alert and start doing something ourselves. Back to you, Brother Eddie.
Thank you so much. Also, too, Michael Presley weighed in on Facebook Live and said, it's an alien craft of two cylinder shapes like cigars. Shaped craft, the government, because there's hiding the fact. Of course they're hiding it. You are so right, Brother Presley. The government does not want the people of America to know the truth. I want to thank you so much, Bishop Emeritus. And Brother James Hudson said, great point. Together we stand, divided we fall. That is so true, too. And this is why we need to learn. This is why we need, and I'm staying on topic, okay, y'all? I'm staying on topic because this is near and dear to our hearts. I told you what's going on February the 17th, if you can make it. Mr. and Mrs. Mallory, the government is hiding the facts because it causes panic. Exactly. They do not want the American people to know the truth, Brother Presley, about what's about to go down in the United States, because it will cause panic. And let me tell you something. When they call martial law or you try to get on the freeway, you can't go anywhere. So don't even waste your time. Unless you have a foreign car. If you have a foreign car, you're going to be all right. And then they might try to come and take that from you. But all these cars on the ground, electric or gas or whatever you have, you won't be able to go anywhere because they'll block off all the entrances and block off where you can't go. You won't be able to leave where you live at. You'll have certain days you can go to the store and certain days you can't. You'll have certain days to get gas and certain days you can't. They did this before. And during the Rodney King riots and during the George Floyd riots, they made sure that people were not able to do whatever they wanted to do. And we have to wake up and pay attention and be aware of what's really going on. Why is it that our government doesn't want to know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Why don't they want the people to know what are these things flying and where are they coming from and why are they happening? Because they know that once you find out the truth will set you free, period. I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, are we under attack with these unidentified flying objects? Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
I totally agree with Professor Rames and Bishop Taylor, and they said it all. Thank you, Eddie.
Hmm. Thank you, Vera. Thank you so much. Clarence and Malin, take the floor. Are we under attack?
Well, you know, Eddie, it's so much going on. There's always going to be cold wars. There's always going to be tax. There's always going to be deny and deflect. And that's what we're seeing with the government. You know, they know exactly what's going on, the intelligence. And I think with that first balloon sailing across the United States airspace, it was wise to wait until it sailed across. That way, when you shoot it down or recover it, you can get into those electronics and see what they were looking for. And, you know, it said that first one went over three nuclear stations across the United States. And now we have four and several more. And so what we're looking at here is intelligence gathering from both sides. They're testing the readiness of the United States military. The military is examining this. You know, we see this. There's satellites. There are hundreds and hundreds of satellites up there that see these things. So you can only feed a baby milk and baby food after a certain age. And so you can only share so much of this intelligence with the American public. You can't tell them everything. Otherwise, there would be no top secrets. And so everybody don't need to know everything, because even when you look at the news, you see the Republicans always criticizing the strategies of President Biden and the generals who are in charge of these military commands. So, you know, yes, we have intelligence gathering. We're testing each other's capabilities. And so when you see this, even one general said, think it's aliens sending this stuff. So, you know, that's where your deny and deflect come in at, to just throw people curiosity, these theories that comes out. But it's everything here that we see that is coming into Canada and the airspace of the United States is a deliberate testing of these government readiness to see if how we can attack them, and if they're increasing. And increasing, there's no telling how many of these things that are ready to just cast up. So if you just launch thousands of them, you're going to occupy the military and have them busy in an area where you can come in from a different strategic opportune plan. And so that this goes along with your second subject, with that Russian submarine off the American coast. These two subjects, even though they seem not connected, they are both connected. These are strategic plans to test the readiness of the military of Canada and even the United States of American governments.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you very much, Brother Clarence. Okay, I want to – Brother Michael Presley said the alien must have underground bases at the North Pole area. You know they shot something down by Alaska, okay? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. The United States has top secret stuff in space. Don't forget about Star Wars. You don't hear nothing about Star Wars, but Star Wars still exists. And that means that they can shoot missiles from outer space off of a space station called Star Wars. If you don't know about it, read about it. They can fire nuclear warheads from anywhere, from underwater, from on top of the ground. You don't know where these things are, but let me tell you something. We don't need an all-out nuclear war. We don't need it because nobody will survive. Nobody will survive. And if anybody survives that, you won't be able to come above ground for who knows how long. I mean, people were dying from Hiroshima for, I mean, years to come. Everybody had cancer. It was terrible. Now, that was technology back then. Imagine what we have now. Okay? Now, with that being said, I want to go to my daughter, Solana Jones. Solana, go right ahead. Take the floor. Are we under attack? Go right ahead.
I just want to say, I feel that we should stay on alert. So in case we do get attacked, we are aware of what's going on. Don't pay. I love what Clarence said. You can't preview yourself too much to the news. Some of it is true. some of it is just distraction, illusion. It's just something for them to tell us to distract us from what's actually really going on. So watching for also what you said, Dad, about staying, you know, prepped and, you know, resourceful about your family and making a plan, having the resources that we may need in case we have to stay in again. Just learning from the process that we went through with the last pandemic, and hopefully that this time we'll be prepared and know what to do.
I agree. Thank you so much.
Right. Say that again, Dad?
No, you're right, Solana. Thank you so much. And I appreciate that. Okay, everybody out there, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Oh, hold on. We got a call in the 503-747 area code. Call in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm still kicking.
I'm such a pleasure to have you on. Please tell everybody we have Linda Goldie on the show. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie.
Good morning,
Police Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Linda Goldie.
Good morning.
All right. Okay. Okay, so without further ado, what we want to do is we want to switch reels a little bit. It's Black History Month. We talked about the black farmer, the Mallory family, who bought 1,000 acres in El Paso, Colorado, and they have been harassed by the Klans, and one of their hired workers was shot in the back of the head, and they found him with his pants down in the chicken coop. We talked about Ida Van Jordan, her son, being 7 years old, being stabbed in the neck at an elementary school in the LA Unified School District in the city of Gardena. We talked about the four shoot downs of balloons and other unidentified flying objects. And Brother Michael Presley said, what I heard yesterday was one cigar-shaped craft in Italy and South America. I believe it. I believe it. We haven't seen the – now I'm going to tell you something. A UFO is an unidentified flying object. That means it's unidentified, it's flying, and it's an object. Now, the military is only going to tell you what they want you to know, and the rest of it, we have to put it together like a puzzle and figure it out for ourselves. But I just want to share this with you really quick. We are switching topics. Our next topic is, second topic is, name someone from black history. Where would America be without black history? That's our second topic, and we're only going to go for a few minutes on this. Name someone from black history, and where would America be without black history? Now, we all know America wouldn't be anywhere without black history. Okay? Okay, first these tiny balloons were flying in USA when Trump was president and he did nothing. Well, that's exactly right. A lot of people don't know Trump didn't tell the world, didn't tell America that we had floating balloons going on. He was so busy trying to bamboozle everybody and run games on everybody, and this is why he's not in office, and that's why he'll never be in office again, because we don't need anybody like him in office. Matter of fact, he's kind of messed up the American dream with his unbelievable, unnecessary situations. I'm going to just leave that at that. We have gone through so much since he's been here. So anyway, I want to start off with a little black history. We're going to go to it real quick. I'm going to start off with one of the most famous tennis players that ever walked on the tennis court, and her name is Althea Gibson. Althea Gibson, she's an African-American woman, trailblazing athlete Althea Gibson. And then we'll just let you look up Althea Gibson, and you can find out who she is because we don't have a lot of time. But she was one of the greatest African-American black tennis players in the world. Matter of fact, Venus and Serena read a lot about her, and Arthur Ashe. Arthur Ashe was another black African-American great tennis player who was way before his time. And he was a civil rights leader. And so we want to go right there for a moment. I'm going to go to Professor Reams real quick. Professor Reams, name someone who has made black history in America and just give us a little bit about him.
Well, somebody on Facebook. My person is probably the precursor to the Diana Rosses, Beyonce, and Rihanna. And that would be, and I'll preface this, that will be Agent Josephine Baker. It was found that Josephine Baker was a spy for France and Britain during the time of her fame. So you can think of Beyonce or Rihanna doing their show like they do in the Super Bowl. But then in the evening, she was trying to fight for justice and also protect this country, but also Europe as well, as a secret agent. And Ian Fleming, who was working with Commander Wilfred Biffy Dundell, who is the inspiration for James Bond. She was working with him as a team. And between those two, they helped to stop Germany and Italy from conquest of the World War II. So Josephine Baker, the entertainer, was also a spy.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Professor Reams. Thank you. Also, too, let's get in Aretha Adams-Jones. Good morning, Aretha Adams-Jones. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday. I am well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show. Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning, Aretha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning. Dr. Aretha, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, now, with that being said, don't go anywhere, Aretha. We want to go, oh, by the way, you guys, people on Facebook Live are weighing in on the Black history. Sandra Daniels said Martin Luther King and Mahalia Jackson. And, yes, Martin Luther King and Mahalia Jackson did great things for Black history. Matter of fact, Mahalia Jackson was one of the best singers that ever stepped on a stage. Don't ever forget Mahalia Jackson. If you don't know who she is, please look her up. And we all know what Dr. Martin Luther King did. Not only did he help pass the Civil Rights Bill, but he fought for justice and equality. And he's one of the reasons why I work in the civil rights arena to this day. Him, and don't forget Malcolm X. Don't forget Benjamin Banneker. The governor in Florida wants to destroy Black history. Yes, that was a topic on our show 2 weeks ago, and we are not forgetting that Black history will be in every school in the state of Florida. He will not get away with that. Somebody said Rosa Parks. Yes, Rosa Parks did a lot of great things. Also Malcolm X, that's right. And Ms. Daniel said Rosa Parks. Let's go to Professor Reams. Oh, we already had you, Professor Reams. Let's go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, name a person that made Black history in America.
Well, one of my favorites, because I have so many, but I have to narrow it down to Madam C.J. Walker, because of her legacy lives on right now, from afros to jerry curls to straight hair, curly hair. She provided products with different nutrients for different treatments, the pressing comb, and some. So, my favorite.
Amen. Madam C.J. Walker, the first African-American woman to bring out the straightening comb and everything else and make hair oils and make hair look like it is now. And that's beautiful, Vera. Without further ado, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, name a Black person that made history in America.
Well, I'm not good with names, but I always think of the man who invented the steamboat, and he also invented some other things, and when he was still a slave, they recognized him, and that was phenomenal, because in those days nobody that was a slave got recognized for anything. And I mentioned him before, and now I can't remember his name.
That's okay. It's okay. Welcome to the show, Sister Tina. How are you? God bless you. Welcome to the show. Also, Cousin V is on the show. Welcome to you, Cousin V. Cousin V says Shirley Chisholm and Barbara Jordan. We can't forget Barbara Jordan or Shirley Chisholm. Matter of fact, Shirley Chisholm ran for president of the United States of America when it wasn't popular. That's right. Don't ever forget that. And also, too, Brother Michael Presley said the Black Panther Party for self-defense. And we got to remember Huey P. Newton and all the rest of the Panthers, they were very educated. They went to college. They had degrees. They had master's and doctorate degrees. They weren't just some group of guys walking around talking, okay? James Hudson said, Jackie Robinson, one of the best baseball players to ever hit the field, but he just happened to be a black baseball player who had to deal with racism and all kinds of other stuff, but he made history in America for baseball. And he opened up the door for lots and lots and lots of African-American baseball players to be on the field to this day. Without further ado, I want to go to Tawana Jones. Tawana Jones, name a person in black history that made history in America.
I chose Amiri Baraka, a.k.a. Everett Leroy Jones. He was known as an American writer of poetry and drama and fiction and essays, music, and criticism. He was an author of numerous books of poetry that he wrote, and he taught at several universities, including Buffalo and Stony Brook, and also Penn Beyond Margins Award he received in 2008 for the Tales of the Out and the Gone. That's just an interesting book. I haven't read it yet, but it sounds nice. So Baraka's plays, poetry, and essays have been described as scholars as consulting, defining our African-American culture. So I want to salute Amiri Baraka, a.k.a. Everett Leroy Jones. Thank you for your service and Black history.
Okay, and also, too, let's not forget, hold on, I want to send a shout-out. Bishop Taylor Emeritus said Angela Davis. We can never forget Angela Davis and all the great things that Angela Davis did for the Black Power movement, period. And also Whitney Hill. We can never forget what Angela Davis did. Matter of fact, Bishop Taylor, what would you like to say? Name us a black person who made black history in America.
Well, yeah, Brother Eddie, I was saying Angela Davis, she did so many wonderful things, and she also went to school here in California with the USC's Angela Receiver Awards from so many. She was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. She was listed as one of the 100 Women of the Year in 2020. Times Magazine, she was elected as a member of the American Academy of Arts and Science in 2021. Angela said she devoted much of her own activism to international solidarity and specialized in Lincoln struggles in the parts of the USA and other routes. And she was one that was against police violence, the prison industrial complex, racism and a whole lot more. So Angela Davis was very, very important. She was with the Communist Party. They claimed she was with the Communist Party, and she also was with the Black Panther. So, we can't remember the work that Angela Davis did.
Okay. Caller in the 570-278 area code, are you there?
God bless you, Pastor Eddie, Pastor Ramsey from mountains in Pennsylvania.
All right, everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey. Welcome to the show, Pastor Ramsey. How are you today?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
All right. Edie Way said that Toni Morrison, you got to remember who Toni Morrison, acclaimed novelist, poet, playwright, and Toni Morrison. We can't forget Toni Morrison, of course. Michael Presley said Obama, the first black president, and Vice President Harris for black vice president. And they have made history in America. They were and still are Vice President Harris and President Barack Obama. That is history in America. Let's see.
Muhammad
Ali. I'm sorry, somebody said something. Go right ahead.
I said Muhammad Ali.
Of course, Muhammad Ali. Yes, Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, fast like a butterfly, sting like a bee. That's why they called him Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, I will hit you with a left and a right, and I will rope-a-dope you. I will rope-a-dope you, and I will come up the winner, and he did. And Muhammad Ali brought lots of money to the fight game before it was popular. And we also want to thank none other than Don King, who was one of the best black fighter promoters in the world. He brought the Thriller in Manila, if you don't remember that. He had a fight. He booked so many fights with so many different people. Muhammad Ali, we love you. And, of course, Don King, we love you too. Now, without
Dad,
further ado.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, who?
I said I want to shout out one more person.
Go right ahead.
Reverend James Cleveland, King of Gospel. Aretha Franklin,
yes,
Queen
Cleveland.
Of Soul.
Yes.
Also, poets Nikki Giovanni, Langston Hughes, and W.E.B. Du Bois.
And thank you so much.
Wow.
Let's not forget Garrett Morris, Garrett A. Morrison, who invented the streetlight, the gas mask, and a couple other things too. And, of course, who can forget Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson sold more records on Thriller than anybody ever sold in the whole entire world. Michael Jackson had one of the biggest selling, the Thriller sold more, it just sold gazillions. Thriller was the number one hit, and Michael stayed on the chart for many, 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 many days, weeks, and months with Thriller and the Thriller album. We can go on and on and on about black history and all that, but it's 10:42. And let's see, Brother Presley said, I know the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense helped the young lords to be. Yes, because the Black Panther Party was the first organization to give away breakfast, free breakfast and free lunch. Kendra Daniels said, Claudette Colvin, Dorothy Height, Bessie Coleman, don't forget Jesse Owens, and Bayard Rustin. You hit them all on the head. We could go on and on and on with black people who have done black things in America. And this is why they don't want black history out there, because we are America. So let's remember never to forget. Now I want to go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, name me one African American person. God bless you too. Name a black person that made black history in America.
Well, what comes to my mind is Rosa Parks, when she had the Civil Rights Movement. And, you know, I thank God for that, because she wasn't going to give up her seat in the bus. And, I thank God for her stepping up, and even her family with her mother and her father. And Rosa Parks is a good person, and that was a good civil rights movement, and I just thank God for that. So, you know, Rosa Parks comes to my mind.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to close out on that, because it's 10:43 a.m. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We're going to switch wheels right now, and we're going to go into our regular segment. And with our first segment, we're going to go, because it's 10:43 a.m. We're going to go straight to let's go to Vera Jones with health and wellness. And following Vera Jones, we will have Aretha Adams Jones with mental health and you. Go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor. It's 10:43 a.m. and give us health and wellness.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for having
me, Eddie. I am not a doctor. However, I am Dr. Granny V on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk. Today I will be speaking on collagen. Now, collagen is a remarkable protein in our body, and it's used for connective tissue. All tissue is connected to one another, and protein found in our tissue is made up of amino acids, which provides structural support for our skin, ligaments, bones, and tendons. And as we get older in age, we produce less. So collagen makes our tissue strong. It calms our nervous system and will assist to help us sleep much better as well. It may improve our scalp and premature graying. And those for hair care, it thickens and boosts the hair, along with the skin and nails. And it is also great for joint pains, for stiff tendons, ligaments, and it will help ease symptoms of inflammation. And it's also great to help balance cholesterol. So perhaps you may have a buildup of plaque on your artery walls. This will also help and assist. It will increase estrogen levels, and it should not interfere with any medications. However, always check with your doctor before trying something new. Now, possible side effects. Some may feel diarrhea, some may feel heartburn, or perhaps bloating. And if you have allergies to eggs, fish, or shellfish, you may not want to take this. Now, if the blood flow is not good in our body, guess what? As you know, it's hot. So collagen also helps improve our skin, and it helps with losing fat, and also to firm our sagging skin, especially if you have visible lines of aging. So it makes our skin hydrate well and radiant, along with strong nails and our healthy bones. In closing, not only will it help the other joints, but it will help promote heart health. Our blood vessels carry and flow our entire body, but when our blood is stagnant, our arteries are weak, stiff, and can be linked to heart attacks, cardiovascular disease. So this will be great to help assist with bone density. If you have knee pain or if you have a thyroid disorder, and this is also safe for those that are diabetic. Now, this can boost your muscle mass, so if you're working out, it will help and assist with muscle growth. Now, how to boost your collagen levels? You can massage your face. You can massage your entire body and get rid of the excess and the old dry skin. Now, you can also do a facial steam to detoxify your skin. Now, every point of our body, as I mentioned earlier, is connected, so pay special attention to your forehead, your temples, and there is pressure points in our pineal gland, and our spine, bladder, and liver, and those are the meridians on our face. And in closing, there are a couple of foods, herbs, and supplements. You can take the collagen peptides, sea moss, chia seeds, flaxseed, bone broth, white tea, and the herbs will be thyme, nettle, horsetail, hibiscus. And if you can, add some lean organ meats, fish, plenty of garlic, egg whites, walnuts, beets, red bell peppers, tomatoes, carrots, berries, leafy greens, citrus, and last but not least, plenty of kale and spinach. Health is our wealth. So watch your sugar intake and your thoughts, and include more water. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Vera, so much.
Dr. Granny V.
Dr. Granny V, my sister, Vera Jones. Without further ado, it's time for mental health and you. Without further ado, Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known as Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, take the floor. Give us mental health and you.
All right. Happy Monday to all of you. This is mental health and you. And so no matter who you are, no matter what your profession, all of us could use some really good time management skills. And so I just wanted to reiterate the importance of time management, whether you are a pastor, you know, you're a minister, you're working, you know, you're in school. Time management skills are so beneficial to everyone. So time management is often thought of as a skill, and it's something that is often desired, but it takes time to develop, right? Time management is good for decreasing stress. It also produces productivity. It allows us to reach our goals, right? So let's just face it, time management is just great for the mental, And mental health is so important. Remember, mental health matters. And it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, all right, all right. Let's give a big hand.
Thank you, Dr. Aretha.
Mental health is
Aretha.
Thank you, Dr. Aretha. That was so great. Wonderful. Now, without further ado, we're going right into it. It's time for words of wisdom. Words of wisdom with my daughter, Talana Jones. Talana, take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. Good morning, everyone. Today's words of wisdom is going to be short, but I do pray you enjoy.
All right.
So it says, take your time every day and do it right. Make a choice and do it one moment at a time. No matter if you fall, crawl if you must, but get back up. Remember to conquer one thing at a time and pace yourself. Never quit. Faith comes first always. Jesus, please be our everything. I love you, and you are stronger than you know. This too shall pass. I don't entertain misery. God is our sun, our moon, and all our stars. Continue, Lord, to help us to be forgiving. The more that we need love, the more that we need to give love away. Remember to give away the kind of love that you want in return. Living one day at a time, expecting hardship as a pathway to peace. Taking as he did, as God did, this simple world, and trusting that he will make all things right if we surrender to his will, that we may be reasonably happy in this world, supremely in the midst. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Words of Wisdom.
All right. Thank you so much for Words of Wisdom.
I'm a Jones.
Thank you. And without further ado, it's time for Poetry in Motion. Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. Following that, we'll have the sports report, and then we're going to have Clarence and Mallon. And, of course, last but not least, we're going to have the commentary with Professor Reams. But without further ado, Linda Goldie, take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion.
Okay, well, this is, in light of words of wisdom, this is, it's called Daylight. I wrote it this morning. I think I see the daylight peeking through the curtain, but uncertain what to do. I linger in the bed a little longer, hoping I'll be stronger than before whenever I am headed out the door. My midnight musing was confusing, and again, in dreams, I wonder what it seems. Then finally I'm rising with hope for enterprising and plans to do a lot with the little strength I've got. That's why I pray throughout the day to the Lord who's stronger so I can last a little longer. Now I get up at 9 to see all the work that waits for me. But first, I wrote some poetry.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Let's give it a big
Linda Goldie.
That was really nice. Very, very nice.
Well done.
Now, without further ado, everybody say good morning to Cousin V. Cousin V, take the floor and give us a sports report. But everybody say good morning to Cousin V at 10:53 a.m.
Cousin V.
Good morning.
Big
boy, you know this sports report going to be short and sweet today. First honor to Black History because Doug Williams, who played for the Washington Redskins, he was the first Black quarterback to enter the Super Bowl. And then on yesterday, Super Bowl 57, we had the first two Black quarterbacks against each other, Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. And then celebrating 50 years in sports as Bass Pro Shops and the 1972 Miami Dolphins, who went undefeated and still has been the same 50 years later. So hats off to my Miami Dolphins. Last week they had the NFL Honors 2022 season and the 2023 NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame class. And the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Zach Thomas from the Miami Dolphins, a 1996 Rookie of the Year, 11 seasons with the Dolphins. He was he is going to Canton, Ohio, to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And then also DeMar Hamlin was on stage for the NFL Honors. And what
it was just something to see. It brought tears to your eyes to see somebody that God used in the way that he did to be able to be up on this stage and make it in time for this honor season. And then also Dak Prescott, he won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And then, of course, on yesterday, the Super Bowl, the score, the Kansas City Chiefs, 38 over the Philadelphia Eagles, 38-35. This is my sports report, and have a blessed week.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you so much for that sports report. Sports report. Thank you. I just want to say this: the Super Bowl was a good game. However, my Eagles didn't win, but you know, next year, okay?
Next year, that's
but it was
right.
A good game. It was a good game. Now, without further ado, it is time for Regulate the Manual. It's 10:55 a.m. We'll probably just go over just a little bit, but let's get Clarence Mello on the floor. Why don't you regulate the manual, Brother Clarence?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. The guy that Linda Goldie was referring to was Benjamin Montgomery, who helped with the steamship. Being this African History Month, I'm going to be reading from the Encyclopedia of African American Heritage for the conclusion of this month. And the person that we have is James Weldon Johnson, born 1871 and 1938, writer, lyricist, civil rights leader, diplomat, born in Jacksonville. James Weldon Johnson went to Atlanta University, became a high school principal, and in 1898 was the first African-American lawyer admitted to the Florida Bar Association. In 1895, he founded and edited the first African-American daily newspaper in the United States, moving to New York City in 1901. He attended at the Columbia University and worked with his brother, John Rosamond Johnson, in writing over 200 songs, including what is often called the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing in 1900. After the song You're All Right, Teddy, for Teddy Roosevelt 1904 presidential campaign, he was appointed to compose in Venezuela in 1906, in 1908, in Nicaragua, 1909 and 1913. During this period, he wrote his only novel, The Autobiography of 1912, An Incident of Racial Injustice, and there is more for him, but this goes out to James Weldon Johnson from 1871 to 1938, written, and you are in here.
All right, let's give Brother Clarence a hand real quick. That was really good. Thank you so much. That's what I love about our show. Everybody brings something to the table. I just want to read something really quick that Edie Way just sent to our show. First of all, I want to send out a shout to my cousin, Yvonne. Cousin Yvonne, call me after the show. Our first cousin, don't listen to that. Our first cousin is in the hospital, Melanie's, and we'll talk about that off the show. But call me on and call Vera, too. Call me and let's talk about it. But meanwhile, we're live on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. After we do the commentary, we'll get closing remarks from Pastor Ramsey and Bishop Emeritus Taylor. So without further ado, Professor Ream, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And with that in mind, we're going to keep it brief. But one thing that we did on this show was, of course, celebrate, well, what we normally do, we get involved, very involved with civil rights. And so we've identified the issues dealing with Ida Jordan with the elementary school and also Mallory family, of which action is going to take. But the one thing that brought to mind is that we're always reminded by many of our civil rights leaders that the fight is never over. It will always continue. And the fact that we have the energy and the pull to move forward, it is a testament to how our foundation in Black history has made it so far and how we continue to strive in light of all the circumstances. So to Pastor Jones, thank you for this platform. To Cousin B, thank you for the report, as usual. To Clarence Allen, well said about James Weldon Johnson. To Vera Jones, Dr. Granny V, the doctors in the house, and what is said has been well spoken, as well as to a lot of words of wisdom. To Dr. Aretha for time management, and to Linda Goldie, thank you for reminding us of why we pray to the Lord, and to our special guest, Bishop Taylor, to Ida Jordan, and to Pastor Ramsey, as usual. So this is, people keep asking, why is this all coming up? Well, the reason why is, an old saying is that you know you've hit a nerve when people flinch. What you're seeing now is the culmination of what our forefathers, everyone that we've talked about today, was hoping would happen, would be that pivotal moment where we as African Americans were in a position to be able to exert such power and influence. And you've seen that with the Super Bowl. You have seen that with all fields of human endeavor. And the folks that are in power are losing their power, and they don't like it. And it's been slowly falling short, because now it appears that it's 60-40, almost going to 50-50, where people of color are 50-50 with the original majority. And this is scaring them to death, because that way of life does not exist. So how do they act out? By lynching, by attacking, by going and being up front. And the good Lord has made it, which is why the word woke has been adopted, because you saw that who we call Joe Biden, who we call Dark Brandon, actually had the Nichols family on major TV as part of his address to hit something which has been hidden for so many years where they could blame the victim. Now everything is out in the open, and the good Lord is joyful this, but now the next thing we need to do is continue to strive, because we're going to run into these pitfalls. We're going to run into these issues. And the fact that we can mobilize and help Ida Jordan, and the fact that we can go and figure out ways of helping the Mallory family, and the fact that there's going to be some marches going on in Colorado and in Georgia and in all across the nation, and we pulling ourselves together, is the testament that we're not going to go back in time. So as Pastor Jones mentioned, we are galvanized to be woke and enjoying it, because the fact that all we need to do is, as Dr. Reba said, is have some time management, have some rest, have some prayer, have some joy, but also be ready to be ready, because the fight is never over. And if we're going to honor Black history, it's the staying in the trenches, staying with our sword, which is our Bible, and also doing it in love and also with compassion, but also with forgiveness, because it ain't over until it's over, and we're just getting started moving forward. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, let's give a big hand for the comments here.
Hey, thank you, Professor.
Wow, Professor Reams, you knocked that one extremely out of the park. I mean, way out there. Thank you so much. I want to send a shout-out to Edie Way. She just said, God's blessings to everyone who plays a part to keep this show going every week. And that's each and every one of us. So thank you so much. And to all the people on Facebook Live, we appreciate you. I want to get some closing remarks real quick. Don't go anywhere. You're going to hear some closing remarks. We're getting ready to do them right now. Without further ado, Bishop Emeritus Taylor, please give us your closing remarks.
Wait. Let's make sure we got him.
Hold on, Bishop. Hold on. There he is, right there. Okay, Bishop, are you there?
Brother Eddie, thank you so much, and I appreciate all the remarks that's given. My closing remarks is, remember the four L's: love, listen, learn, and lead. Love, listen, learn, and lead. And that's what we need to do on the Eddie Jones Show to save our sea. I want us to gather the brethren together, and we the papas, the peers, and protégés, and we go down there and see about Sister Ida, amen, in that situation at Gardena at Purchase Elementary. That's my concern. So I want to see that ASAP. God bless you, and you guys have a great day.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bishop. And Brother James Hudson said, Professor Reams is off the chain. Thank you so much, Brother. Professor Reams, you just got another big compliment. Without further ado, I'd like to go to Pastor Ramsey. Pastor Ramsey, take the floor and give us your closing remarks.
Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. And I'm like Bishop. I like the four R's, restoration, renewal, refreshment, and revival. We're in the season of revival and victory, and everything that we face and everything that we do, we can overcome it because we're more than conquerors, and we are overcomers through Christ Jesus. So don't give up. Don't throw in the towel because God is not done with us yet, and we can learn how to keep on going because the race wasn't given to us with, but he that endured to the end. May God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Pray my strength and glories. I pray for yours. God bless you, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ramsey. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey. We need to hear that. Now, to everybody out there on Facebook Live, if you really, really enjoyed the show, put up a bunch of hearts right now, likes and hearts. It will be really, really good. But if you really enjoyed the show and all the information on our show. And I want to read something that Chandra Daniels said right here. It says, I always look forward to the Monday show with Pastor Eddie Jones Jr. and all the entrepreneurs. This has been a blessing to be able to tune in. Thank you. Let's give a big hand for all. Let's give a big hand to all our Facebook Live people. Please, let's give them a big hand for all the people on Facebook Live. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. That really makes a difference. You know, I want to say this to you. We talked about some very heavy topics today. You heard it from Bishop, and you heard it from Pastor Ramsey, Bishop Taylor and Pastor Ramsey, and you heard it from the panel. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything, but we need to be encouraged. We need to be motivated. We need to be steadfast on making sure that we serve God and give him the glory. I want to thank my cousin Yvonne. I want to thank all my family members. I want to thank all my friends, all my associates, people who support our show, people who know that we're giving you right to the minute information. There's no smoking guns on this show. It's a real deal Holyfield. So I'm going to leave you today. Normally we do What's Going On by Marvin Gaye because that's what this show is all about, what's going on. And I just want you to know, we stand for civil rights. We stand for constitutional rights. We stand for human rights. But I have to read something to you. Let me give you the word of the week. Let me give you the word of the week. And let me give you the scripture of the week, okay? So our word of the week, hold on, is right here. Our word of the week is accountability. The word of the week is accountability. So accountability is our word of the week, and our scripture of the week is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. And it reads, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past, the word of God for the people of God. Now, that's a real short scripture, but it's very, very important. Scripture is Isaiah 43, verse 18. And it reads, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. Okay? That's our word. Edie Way said the four L's, love, listen, learn, and lead. That's right. Okay, boy, do I have a song for you. This song came out, back in the day, but this song was a civil rights song. It was an anthem for our people, and to this day, it's still an anthem. Look, I want to say God bless you. Don't let nothing steal your joy. The best is yet to come, and the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Love y'all. Peace. God bless you.
Amen.
And it's so important.
Put your bad stuff. Say it loud. Yeah. Bad loud. Bad loud.
know it. While the black man's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Got to give us what we want. Got to give us what we need.
Hey.
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the power of that beat. Fight the power. 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 We got to fight the power of that beat. Algorithms designed to pass without consent to rise. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to pass the stuff to make it right. From the heart it's the start of work of art to revolutionize. Make a change of its place. People, people, we are the same. No one not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness. We can't keep telling. You know what is it? All the love it. Let's get down to business. Mental stuff to business. Fitness. I'll let you know.
You got to start
to make everybody feel.